Okay, today is Daf Chav Gimel. We are on Chav Beis Amud Beis at the Mishnah. Here we go. So we're talking about again. This is the last Mishnah that we're going to be talking about this Pasei Viros discussion. Last Mishnah, and Va'o Amar Echad Bar Harabim, whether it's a Bar in Rosh Hashanah Harabim, Ve'Echad Be'er, or whether it's a Be'er. The difference is that a Bar runs out of water, a Be'er doesn't. U'Be'er Hayachid, or it's a private Be'er. Osin lahem pasin. You make a pasin. Aval labar hayachid, but if it's a bar in a rishus hayachid, not rishus hayachid, it means it's privately owned, osin lo mechitza gavoya tvachim, divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you have to make a mechitza around it. You can't do this basin baros, kula. You have to build a real mechitza. What's the reason for that? I think the reason is because since you're alone, you might come to make a mistake, no one there to stop you, no one there to remind you, it's all by yourself, it's a private, so therefore they're more machmer. Rabbi Huda ben Baba Omar, he says something different. He says, ain't osin pasin el le be'er ab bilvad. No, you can only use a pasin only if it's a be'er, which has flowing water, and it's in public, where your ability to make a mistake is reduced. Ulashar, but every other kind of bor, be'er, whatever, Osin chagura gavora asar tvachim. You can make a fence, a wire fence with three tvachim in between each wire, so we'll close it off with love. You don't have to build real walls. That's good enough too. Okay. Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, halacha k'Rav Yehuda ben Baba. We pasken like that. We pasken like Rav Yehuda ben Baba, that only in a be'er, only in a be'er, and only in the rabim is it good. Amar Yosef, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Lo hotiru pasei biros elo lebe'er mayim chayim bovad. You can only use a be'er for, you can only use pasin for be'er mayim chayim bovad. Meaning live stream, a real flowing well, as opposed to just a place where you just hold water. Now it's the same thing twice. Utzrichi, you got to say it twice. Because if we only said halacha k'rabbi ben b'seira, I would have thought the rabbim afilu mechunasim for public be'er, even if it's a bar, even if it's just a gathering place of water. You just took a bunch of gallons of water and threw it into this pit. The ha'idik toni be'er rabbim. Why did it say be'er? Lafuki mid Rabbi Akiva to show I disagree with Rabbi Akiva, who allowed even private ones. Kamash malan t'lohu tu pasi bros el le'ber mayim chaim, only for be'er mayim chaim. And if I only would have said halacha k'rabbi ben b'seira in be'er mayim chayim, I would have thought lo shna derabim, lo shna deyachid. It doesn't make a difference if it's a publicly owned or privately owned. Kamash malan halacha k'rabbi ben b'seira, only publicly owned. Fine. Next, the ode Omar Rabbi Yehuda ben b'seira, and another thing Rabbi Yehuda ben b'seira said, another halacha he said. Now this halacha. Sorry, Rehudah ben Bava, I'm sorry. Another halacha that Rehudah ben Bava said, right? And now there are going to be six opinions in this Mishnah. And note, none of them are anonymous. Because on a basic, I'm going to say Tanakama. There is no Tanakama. So we'll have to figure that out. So, V'od Amar Rehudah ben Bava. Hagina, a garden where nobody lives in. V'akarfeif, some kind of area that nobody lives in. Shehein shivim amma vishirayim al ayin amma vishirayim. That's 70 and a bit by 70 amos and a bit. Okay. Hamukafos gader. That's enclosed. It's enclosed area. Gavoa asar tvachim. And it's 10 tvachim tall. Metaltal and betocha. You're allowed to carry in there. Why can't you carry in there? Why not? It's enclosed, a private area. Only if it's up to 70 and a bit, you can carry in there. Wavaji hebo shomira, as long as it has a sukkah in there, some kind of hut, or beis dira, or even a house, o shetehe l'smucha l'ir, or it's near the city. But if it's an area of this dimensions, and it doesn't have any of these qualifications, you can't carry in there at all on Shabbos. So Rashi says on the first skinny line, sukkas shomrin, some kind of sukkah for the guard guy, ta'afagaf to hukaf ladira, even though it's hukaf Ladira. Besa Saim Hudashari Tfelo. Rabbi Huda ben Baba holds you can only carry in an area of, this is a Besa Saya that we've been talking about. You can only carry in an area of Besa Saim, not more. Never more. We said yesterday, if it's enclosed and people live there, you can carry for 10 miles. That's not Rabbi Huda ben Baba. He does not hold like that. He holds it has to be the maximum shear you can carry in, even if it's a base dira, is 70 and a third. 70 and a bit. Right? Okay. Fine. That's shita number one. Rabbi Huda Omer, shita number two. Afilu ein ba ela bor v'siach u'ma'ara matatla madocha. Even if it has a pit or a cave or some kind of different kind of cave, that already makes it a base dira, you can carry in there. Rabbi Akiva Omer, opinion number three. Afilu ein ba achas mikol elu matatla madocha. It only has to have one of these requirements. Ubovad, Shiheba Shivma Vishrayim, Al Shivma Vishrayim, as long as it's 70 and a bit, by 70 and a bit. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Im Haisa Orcha Yoser Arachba, if the length was bigger than the, if the length exceeded the width, Afilu Amma Achas, even by one Amma, Emetalatal Mesocha, you can't carry in there, because it's not a square. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it has to be a perfect square. If it's not a perfect square, if it's one amma off, you can't carry in there. Okay? Number five. We'll see why. We'll see why. What? Rabbi Yossi Omar, Afilu orcha pishnayim berachba metalatul masocha. Even if the length is twice the width, you're allowed to carry in there. Okay? Five very different shitas. Amar Rabbi La, Shamati, this is number six. Shamati Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar, I heard from Rabbi Elazar, Afilu hi base core. That even if it's a base core, which is a very, very large area. V'chein Shamati, I also heard, Mimenu, Anche Chatzar, if people in a Chatzar, Sheshachach Echad Behem Velo Erev Beso, if somebody forgot to make an Erev, there's 10 people living in the Chatzar, one guy forgot to participate in the Erev. What does that mean to participate in the Erev? We'll learn about that, but he didn't participate. So there's two choices now. You ruin it for the other nine. Nobody can carry now in the Chatzar. Or he can be mafgir his house. And then he says, doesn't live there. If he doesn't live there, you don't need his Erev. So if one guy forgot, V'chein Shabbat Yimeinu, Anche Chatzar Shashachach, Echad Mehem V'lo Erev Beso, Asim L'Hachnet L'Loho Tilo, Avolehem Mutter. So he's, he left out the part that he's Mafgir's house. He's Mafgir's house. He cannot carry, but the other nine can. Because he can't carry because he doesn't have a dira, and he's knas, whatever it is. But the other nine, not a problem. They can carry. Why? They made an Erev with each other. V'chein Shamati also heard a random halacha, mimenu, shiyotzin ba'akrablin b'pesach, that you can use whatever that is, akrablin, for maror on Pesach. It's mutter to use that for maror, whatever it is. V'chazarti al kol tamidav, I asked everybody, all the tamidim, u'bikashti li chaver v'lo matzasi. And I wanted to get, I wanted to find somebody who could confirm that from Rebbe Lazar, but I couldn't find somebody. Fine.
What is this idea of more than
70? We'll see in the Gemara. You got to put your math cap on today. Big time. Right, where'd this number come from? Where'd this number come from?
When you were saying something would be less than, but not more than.
Right, we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara is, right, as soon as we finish the first sugi here about the ode, the first word of the Mishnah is the ode, also. It's a funny way to start a Mishnah. The ode, right? It's a funny way. Sort of the Gemara says, my ton is a ton of the ode. What possessed the Mishnah to say the ode? Ilema mishum de ton elechad de lechumra. Because we already had a chumra before. What was the chumra before? Well, the last Mishnah ended off that Rabbi Huda ben Bava said, you're only allowed to use, Rabbi Huda ben Bava Omer, you're not only allowed to use a pasin for Be'er in the Rabbim. And for Odin also he said, and we're keeping it the theme of being chumras, v'ktani achrisi mishom hachi, v'ktani achrisi mishom hachi tani v'od, that's why we said v'od, right? And Rashi points out, Look at the Rashi of Ilam Mishum to Amar Chadal Chumra. Gabe Pasin, by the case of Pasin, the Amar he said, Ain Osin Osan El Leber Harabim. You can only make a Pasin for a public bear. That's a big Chumra. The rest of them said you can do it anything. The Hashtag Amar Chumra Achwiti. Now here's another Chumra. The Afal Gaf, the Haukaf Ludira, Lo Sharitain, Beis Asayim. Even if you have an enclosed area, the maxim you can carry anywhere is two saw. Two beisa, that's a huge chumrah. No one holds like that. So if that's the case, for Rabbi Yehuda, the tani la chada l'chumrah, for tani achwiti, for lo tani va'od. What about Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is one of the six people in our Mishnah. And he's also in the Mishnah before. Right? No, he's not in the Mishnah before. Rashi says where he is. So Rashi says, the next Rashi, Vahatani Rabbi Hudli Bari Law, Itana Lael Chadat Chlumra, the Omer Ad Beis Asayim in Tfelo. That's Mishnah here. Vaha Tani Achwisi Yisal Kanel and Stadim. We learned yesterday that you have to make people go around the bear. There's also a Chumra. Remember we said yesterday, some people said you can go through. He said, no, you got to go around. That's a Chumra. You make people go around. Right? Velo Tana Ode. Velo Tana Va'od. It doesn't say Va'od. Mishum delav b'chada milsehi, because it's not the same topic. It's not the same issue. The reisha ayri b'midas hekaf v'seifa ayri b'vitol b'chamechitzos. One's talking about, this is talking about making a hekaf over here by the karfif, and they was talking about passing b'ros. So the Gemara says, Hasam by Rabbi Yehuda afsikur rabbanon. The rabbanon interrupted. The rabbanon said something else. Hacha, but over here, well, afsikur rabbanon. The rabbanon didn't interrupt. You go from Yehuda ben Bava's statement to the Hudim Baba statement. In the Mishnayos, it goes full of flows. There's no one else talking. That's why we said Va'od. And that's why we didn't say Va'od by Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, one second, V'kol hechad afsikur rabbanon lo k'tani Va'od? But whenever the rabbanon don't interrupt, right? I'm sorry, whenever the rabbanon do interrupt, lo k'tani Va'od? You don't say Va'od? It's not true. V'ar Rabbi Elazar da asukah, da afsikur rabbanon v'k'tani Va'od. But Rabbi Eliezer has by sukkah, a mesechta sukkah. We'll read Rashi in a minute, what that case is. Well, the Rabbanan interrupted, and we still said V'od. What's that case? So Rashi reminds us. Ditnan, I'm on the second to last skinny line. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yud Dalet Sudos, Chayev Adam Lechel B'Sukkah. You have to eat 14 meals in a sukkah. Over sukkahs. Why? 7 days. 2 meals a day. It's 14. What about Shal Shudas? There has to be at least one Shal Shudas. Okay, that's a good question. The Chacham Omer, Ein L'Davar Kitzvah. There's no set limit like that. Except for the first night. What if I don't want to eat today? Oh, I have to eat in the sukkah. I don't have to eat anything. I can't fast. You don't have to fast. Okay, so I have a coffee. That's it. So they argue on that. Then it said, V'od, Omar, Rabbi Eliezer, Mishal, Ochel, Lil, Yotef Rishon, Yashin, Lil, Yotef Achron. You can make it up. Like, you didn't eat the first night in the sukkah, you can make it up a different night. You have like a tashlumen. Like, I forgot to have mincha, I could have two myrus. I didn't eat the sukkah this night, I'll eat the other night. It's V'od also. And the Rabbanan, the Chacham interrupted and said, no, we disagree with you about the 14 meals. So you see that there's a break in the between, and they still said V'od. Alma mishum dereisha v'sefer b'sudos, the sukkah, the chushbin and ayri tana V'od afagaf de paska. Even though there's a Chacham stuck their opinion in the middle, we still said V'od. Shma mina hadalo tani Rabbi Yehuda V'od mishum delo hachi, not delo damihu. That's not the reason we didn't say V'od Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, lama li tani le. So why do we say owed by Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava? So like more answers. Hasam b'milsehu da afsikua. Over there, they interrupted in the same sugya. Hacha, but over here b'milseh achwiti afsikua. They interrupted about a different thing totally. What's going on? What does that mean? Rashi, last Rashi. Gabi sukkah b'milseh afsikua. By sukkah, what did Rabbi Eliezer say? You have to eat 14 meals. Said the Chachamim, no, you don't. V'od, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, if you didn't eat the first night, you can make it up a different night. It's a complete flow. He talked about 14 meals, the Chachamim said, not true. Then V'od, Omer Rabbi Eliezer, I got another thing to say. Right? Lo ahaduri le'rabbanon ele besudos. Avu Rabbi Yehuda demaslis, Rabbi Yehuda, lo ari ele pasi biros. Beis Osayim, right? V'adruhu rabbanon, begin of a karfif, a dear v'sahir. Rabbi Yehuda said you can only make, you can make a, remember Rabbi Yehuda said you can make a pasim even in the area of base, two beisa. And then the Rabbanan answered back, well, what about if it's not at a, you, what about nobody lives in there? That's nothing to do with pasim anymore. They got off the topic. La'olam time may mishum dafsaka. But if the reason is because there's a break, since the break, since the interruption had nothing to do with the topic, we don't say va'od Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba handed off the previous Mishnah, starts a new Mishnah va'od, therefore we say the word va'od. Fine. Rabbi Akiva Omer, next statement. Afilu ein ba achad mikol, afilu ein ba echad mikol elu metaltal besocha. Even if you don't have any of these, you still can carry in there if it's, as long as it's 70 by 70 and a bit by 70 and a bit. In other words, you don't need any of these requirements. The shear is 70 and a bit. So Rabbi Akiva hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Akiva is the same person as the Tanakama. Which Tanakama? In our Mishnah, there are six people. None of them is a Tanakama. They're all named. So what is it? So Rashi says, no. You got to go back to Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Where the Tana there said that the shear of a Karfeif is Beis Sasayim, which is 70 and a bit by 70 and a bit, right? And Rabbi Kiva says, oh, it's the same shear. So Rabbi Kiva said it, we said it already. A different Tana said it already. So here we go. Ikka b'nayhu. The difference is davar muat. A little bit. What does that mean? So here's what it means. Look at Rashi, top wide line. Now, Beis Sasayim, what's a Beis Sa? What's a Beis Sa? How many Amos is a Beis Sa? 100 by 50. Where'd that number come from?
The courtyard of the
Mishkan. Excellent, exactly right. The courtyard of the Mishkan. Now, 100 times 50 is how much? 5,000. 5,000 square Amos. It's 5,000 square Amos. What's 70 and a third?
Yeah,
70 and a bit? 70 and a bit is the square root of 5,000. The square root of 5,000 will give you 70 and change. Okay? Now, Rashi does not use square root at all. Rashi, it's a very long Rashi, very complicated Rashi. The Arsal has pictures of it. Everyone's got pictures of it. How Rashi deduces gets 70 and a third. But before we get to that, 70 and two-thirds. But before we get 70 and two-thirds Amos, but it's not accurate. It's not 70 and two-thirds exactly. Because an Amma is six Tvachim. So it's not exactly 70 and two-thirds Amos will give you 5,000. They're arguing about that extra finger, the Gemara calls it an etzpa, that makes it equal 5,000. That's what they're arguing about. Davar muat. They're arguing on this tiny amount. They both agree that the shear is based on the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan. They both agree it's 100 by 50. They both agree that it's 5,000. You can't argue that the square root of 5,000 is 70 and two-thirds, but it's not 100% two-thirds. It's a little bit more than that. And that's what they're arguing about. Says Rashi, Shebeis Asayim, Yeser al Shivim Amma Vishirayim Rebuim. It's a little more than 70 Amma and a little bit Rebuim squared. Diktani Lekhamon, like we're going to see in a minute. Lutana Kama Shari Bebeis Asayim Shlemim. According to the Tanakama, you're allowed to have a Beisa Shalem, meaning an area of 5,000 square amos. Ulurbi Akiva, no, 5,000 is too many. It's Shivim Vishirayim, Al Shiva Vishirayim, Visulo. 70 and two-thirds by 70 and two-thirds equals 4,990-something amos. So they're arguing on those few amos. That's what they're arguing about. The Ka'amri Behedya, Fekama Hain Sasayim, Kechatzar Mishkan. What is this number? The Chatzar of the Mishkan. Now, the Mishkan was a rectangle. It was 50 by 100. A rectangle, which gives you a shear of 5,000 square amos. So, now go back to the Gemara. Rabbi Akiva and the Tanakhama on Daf Yud Ches are arguing about, when you take the 5,000 square amos, is it 70 and a little and two-thirds or one-third, whatever number it is, which doesn't really add up to 5,000. So if you have an area of, and that's the maximum shear you can carry in, that doesn't have a base dira. So according to Rabbi Akiva, it will be less than 5,000 by a few amos, 5 or 6 amos, 7 amos. And according to the Chachamim, the Tanakhama there, and the Afiches, you get a full 5,000 amos. Even though the number is going to be more than 70 and two-thirds, it's a little bit more. That's fine. That's what they're arguing about. What's going on here? Says the Gemara, they're arguing about Davar Muat. Titania, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Davar Muat Yesh al Shivim Ama Vishirayim. There's a little bit more than 70 and a bit. We never define that bit. V'lo nafnu chacham and bashir. But the chacham never gave a shir. The kama shir. What is this shir? Right? What is this shir? Sasayim kechatzar hamishkan. It's 2 besa of the Mishkan. Okay? But, now the Mishkan was the size of 2 besa. Because a 2 besa is 100 by 50. However, the Mishkan was a rectangle. And we need to fit 2 besa of a rectangle into a square. That's what we need to do. How do you know that? Because, Menahani Mili, how do you know that? How do you know that's what I got to do? Rashi says, Menahani Mili, that I have to square off this 150 to make it, that's the shear for carrying on Shabbos. In other words, we said, not according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, but according to everyone else, this shear of 70 and a bit, of 2 besa, a karfeif, that's how big you can carry, that's how much you can carry, if it doesn't have a base dira. The Mishkan, nobody lived there. Nobody lived in the Mishkan. It was like a besa. That's the maximum shear that you don't have to have a dira in there. If there's a dira in there, you can carry for miles, we said, right? As long as it's enclosed. According to everybody, but Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava said the maximum shear you can carry in Shabbos is 70 and 2.
Everybody else should say a rectangle is good also.
What?
Everybody else should say a rectangle is good also.
Yes, but to figure out a shear, we have to take this 150 and put it and shove it into a square. How do you do that? The square root. That's the easy way to do it. The square root of 5,000 is 70 and a bit. So if you make a square of 70 and a bit, and you times it by 2, you'll get 5,000. And it squares. The Mishkan was not a square, it was a rectangle. What? Yeah. So, Menahani Mili, how do you know that? And Rashi says again, the marbin on lay lechatzar mishkan. We have to square off the chatzar mishkan l'shar bo isr Shabbos to figure out what's the shear for isr Shabbos carrying.
What is the right of Rabbi Akiva that has to be a square?
How do you know it has to be a square?
Yeah.
Why? Because we're going to learn out from the mishkan, and why does it have to be a square? Amar Yehuda Amar Kra, because it says a pasuk. The pasuk says, Ore chachatzar. Meya ba'ama. The length of the chatzer was 100 amas. Virachav, and the width was chamishim, 50 bichamishim, in 50. So Rabbi Akiva learned from that pasuk. You see, I gotta make it into a square, because the Torah, is a pasuk in the Torah.
Yeah.
Yes. The Torah, one second, the Torah makes it into 250s, which is what 100 is. It's 250s. The Torah did it like that, but it's not 50. It's 150. It's 150. Why does the Torah call it 250s? Obviously, the Torah wanted me, as Rabbi Akiva is saying, even though this karfeif is made up by the rabbis, but they saw a hint in this pasuk, then we made up a shear, we're going to make an asmachta on a Torah number. What number are we going to pick? Well, the Mishkan is 1 by 50, 100 by 50, but the Torah calls it 250s. That's not 250s. That's like really like a, it's a false number. It's really 150 in a square. And that's 70 in a bit. Okay? Amr Torah, tol chamishim, take 50, v'saviv chamishim, and make it into 50. Meaning, square it. But it can't be 50, it's got to be more than that. How much is it? It's 70 and a bit. Now.
Hmm?
No, because it's got to add up to 5,000 square amos. That's why. It has to add up to 5,000 square amos. So Rashi, if you're interested, has a very, very long, what? Who, Rashi?
Yeah,
So I said when I was younger and I was more, once, it was a long time ago, very, very long time ago, and the question came up, what Rashi does is, Rashi splits the Mishkan into two halves, 50 and 50. He then, what he does is, he says, well, I have a 50. I have to make 70
yeah.
In the 50. How am I doing that? So the easy way is the square root of 5,000. Then I've calculated. The question is: Did Rashi know square root?
Why not?
Did the concept of square root? I don't know. Because Rashi goes through such a convoluted way to get the 70 out of the 250s. He cuts the Mishkan in half. Say 50 and 50. Then he cuts the second 150, he leaves it 50. The second one he cuts into strips of 10. Takes each strip and puts it on top of the 50. So now I have a box of 50 on top of the box. However, the corners are open. Because when I take the 10 and I put it above the 50, I'm leaving the corners are open. So I take the fifth 10, and four out of those five 10s, I fill in the holes, I fill in the boxes. Then I have 10 more tefachim left. And I wrap that around the square, and that gives me 70 and a bit. Complicated way.
Genius.
What?
It's
correct.
Calculus.
Correct. Correct. And that's what Rashi does.
What's his source for dividing it up like that?
Because the pasuk says, Chamishim b'chamishim, which Rabbi Akiva learns, that tells me to take the 250s
and make it
half in a 50. How do you do that? Well, it's got to be more than 50. It's got to be 70. In other words, I'm taking half and I'm making it into a square.
It's not a clean square root, so he's got to figure out how this area works. Geometry more than it is even.
Correct. So I have 100 by 50, but I got to fit. Half of it into a square.
It's the same thing last week.
Similar,
last
yes. Time. Yes, we did. How do I do that? I have to cut it up like that and make it fit. And then what happens? Then I have... So what's the shear of a karfeif? 70 and a bit. Now, is it exactly... Well, 70 and a bit, will that equal exactly 5,000? No, it won't. So Rabbi Akiva says, I don't care about 5,000. I care about 70 and a bit. What's that bit? Two-thirds of an arm, whatever it is, it won't give you 5,000. It'll give you close. It'll give you 4,990-something. And the other Tanakh held, no, get the full 5,000. Okay? Now, ask the Gemara, Pashtei Dekrav Ma'iksev. That you just took a pasuk in the Torah, and you use it as a makar to get you this karfeif, which is a dindur abanan anyway, right? What does the pasuk mean, literally? What's the pshat of the pasuk? That said that the length of the Mishkan was 100 amos, 50 and 50. What does that mean? The width was 50. What's 50 by 50? 50 in 50. What does that mean? So, I'll tell you what it means. Amar Abaya. No. Very simple what it means. Hamad Mishkan al Sfasa Chamishim. The first 50 amos is open space. So the first 50 amos is nothing there. In the big chutzer. Then the Mishkan starts. Al Sfasa Chamishim. Kadei Shei Chamishim Amo Lefanov. And then, so in other words, the open area, here's the chatzar. The Mishkan's in the middle. Right? Where does the Mishkan begin? Well, the first 50 amos, leave it open. Then put the Mishkan. Then it will give me 20 amos over here, in the back. 20 amos over here, and 20 amos over here. Because the Mishkan itself took up space. That's what the pasuk means, b'pshat. What does it mean, not pshat? That from a 150 amma area, I get 70 ammas and 2/3. By 70 ammas and 2/3, that's the shear of a karfif. And for the rest of the mesechta, we're going to be busy with this karfif. That's the shear. Shear is 70 and 2/3. And a bit. That's what's going on. That is the maximum shear of an area that nobody lives in that you can carry in. If it's bigger than that, you can't carry in there. Okay? So, Omar Baya, Hem, Rishkan, Al-Fas, Achamishim, you put the first 50 amos of the Chatzar is open. Open space. The Mizbeach was in that first 50 amos, but not the Mishkan itself. The outer Mizbeach was there, but that's fine. Then, Kadeshi, Chamishim, Amma, Lefanov, Eshram, Amma, Kadeshi, Chishma, Lefanov, this is 50 amos of open space, Eshram, Amma, Lechal, Ruach, for Ruach, and then 20 amos in every direction, on the two sides and in the back. Then it said, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Im Haisa Archa, if the length couldn't be more than the width. It has to be a perfect square. Right? I vatan Rabbi Eliezer Omer Moshe Arka Yesal Pi Shnayim Rachba Afilu Ama Achas Ein Metatlin Besocha. One second. What? No, no, the Kasha.
But if you're 70 and whatever, you're not
going to
one
out. No. So the point is, no, it could be a rectangle. Squeeze it, and it'll stick out. It'll be a rectangle. So now he says over here, Fatani Belez Omer Im Haisa Archa Yesha Pishnayim Barachba. If the length is a little bit more than the width, Afila Amachas Ematalatlam Besocha. But he held it could be a perfect square. Now he's saying it doesn't have to be a perfect square. Omer Bibi Barabaya Ki Tananam Asnisin Yesha Pishnayim Barachba Tanan. No, he meant to say that it doesn't have to be a perfect square. He's changing his story. It doesn't have to be a perfect square. So Ihachi Hainad Rabbi Yossi said that. Rabbi Yossi was the next person in the Mishnah. He said it doesn't have to be a perfect square. So what's going on here? Ekebenaihu rivua de rivua de rabbanon. The answer is this idea of this bechamishim that we said, does it have to be a perfect square or not? That's what they're arguing about. What are they arguing about exactly? So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it doesn't have to be a perfect square, and according to Rabbi Yossi, it does. I'm not 1,000% sure how to get that out of those words. Okay. Next. Rabbi Yossi Omar. Itmar. Omar Rabbi Yossi, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Halachak Rabbi Yossi. We pass like Rabbi Yossi. That what? That doesn't have to be a perfect square. It doesn't have to be a perfect square. It could be any shape, as long as it doesn't have the dimensions. It could be a rectangle. It could be any shape. It could be a triangle if you want. As long as it doesn't have more than 70 amos and 2/3, you can carry in there. More than that, you can't. What do you want the shape? What does it make it look like? Rabbi Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel Halachak Rabbi Akiva. No, Halachak Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said similar thing. He said you can't have any. Doesn't have to have anything in there. For Tavayu Lakula, they're both Lakula. Utsrichi, we need both of them. Diash Meinon Halachak Rabbi Yosi. If I would have said Halachas like Rabbi Yosi Havamina, I would have thought Ad Ika Shomera. You have to have a sukkah, o base dira, or some kind of house. Kamash Milan, halacha Rabbi Akiva. You don't need anything in there. V'yashin halacha Rabbi Akiva, but if it would have said halacha Rabbi Akiva, havamina de arch v'katan lal. I would have thought it has to be a perfect square. Kamash Milan, halacha Rabbi Yosi, doesn't have to be a perfect square. So we're like both of them. It doesn't have to be a perfect square, and you don't need anything in there. It's completely empty. You don't need a house, you don't need a pit, you don't need a bar, a cave, nothing. But the maximum you could carry without anything being in there is 70 and 2/3, and that's it. Okay. Now, karfeif, she yosemi beis asayim. You have a karfeif that's bigger than 2/3. It's bigger than 2/3. However, shehukaf l'dira. But it was enclosed to live in. If it's enclosed to live in, we hold, it can be 10 miles big. It doesn't make a difference. But then, Nizra Rubo. But then you planted a garden there. So let's say it wasn't 10 miles. That's big. Let's say it was 80 amos square. It's too big. But it was Hukaf Ladira. Hukaf Ladira, it's fine. Right? It's Hukaf Ladira. I live there. It's my yard. I play there. I have my swings in there. And then one day I come, and I clean everything out of the yard, and I plant a garden there. So by planting a garden, I have removed it from being a place of dira. You don't live in a garden. You don't use a garden. A garden's a garden. So Nizra Rubo, Harehu Kagina, it becomes a garden now. So Asar, I can't carry in there. However, Nata Rubo, if I plant trees in there, Harehu Kachatzer Umutar, still considered a chatzer. Why? Because people go in between the trees, it's not the same thing. You have a garden of olives or grapes. I gotta be busy in there. The kids don't run around there. But if you have trees, the kids do run around. And people do walk there. They rest there. They go under the shade. So it's not the same thing. So if you plant trees there, the halacha is different. Now, we said Nizra Rubo, right? So what if the shear was 100 amos? And it was hukaf l'dira? So I'm allowed to carry in there? Yeah. And I plant a garden in 30 of the amos. So now what? That 30 I'm not going to go in. I still have 70. So can I carry in here or not? So Nizra Rubo, what if Rov was planted? Amar of Huna Breid of Yeshua. Lo Amaran, this halacha, that you lose the area because you planted a garden there. Lo Amaran Ela Yosem Ibeis Asayim. That's only if you plant there, if it's bigger than a Beis Asayim. Avol Beis Asayim Mutter. But if it's still a Beis Saw in the non-planted area, I think that's what it means. Right? Yeah, look at the Rashi. The Rashi is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines, where the lines get wide. There's three lines, the three different sizes in this page of Rashi. This is the longest lines. It says, Nizra Rubo Bizeronim, you plant it with seeds. Bittel Diraso, your Dira becomes Batel, because you don't live in a garden. Dibizroyim Lo Dairi Inchi, nobody lives in such a thing. The Havile Gina, it becomes a garden. You're not allowed to carry in there. The Asu Lataltel Af Bishaino Nizra, even in the area that's not planted, you can't carry in. Why not? The Batel Le Lagavi Ruba, it's Batel to the Rov. I planted in 85 of it, I have 15 left, I can't carry in the 15 either. Now, hukaf l'dira means use. Means personal use for a human being. Doesn't have to have a house there. So if the kids are there, the swings are there, that's all called use. Now, I got rid of all that. It's just an empty area. What I do, I planted my apple. Not apples, that's the trees. I planted olives or something. So, olives are tree also. So I planted tomatoes. Avol binotea ilanos. But if I plant trees, lo batel diraso. My use, my dira, is not affected. Many people go hang out on the trees. Very simple. Now, Amar Huna Breid of Yeshua, Lo Amaron, this was only said, Ella Yosem Beis Asayim, if it was more than Beis Asayim. Aval Beis Asayim, but if it was two Beis Sa, Mutter. Why? Because even if it was less than two Beis Sa, I'm allowed to carry in there no matter what it is. So the fact that I planted it doesn't change anything. I'm still allowed to carry in there. Suppose it was 10 Beis Sa. It was 10 amos square. And I had the kids are running around in there. And I planted a garden there. Can I carry in there? Yes. Why? Because there's always carry in there. It's so small. The halacha never applied there. Even though I don't live in a garden. But since it's less than 70 amos, it's not a problem. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Kiman, who said that? Kirab Shimon, it's the opinion of Rab Shimon, Ditnan, Rab Shimon Omer, Rab Shimon says, Echad Gagos, Echad Chateros, Echad Karfifios. Now a roof is like a private area. These olden days, not today when nobody goes on a roof, they used to use a roof for storage, they used to go up there. And a Chatzer, same thing. And a Karfif, same thing. So Rab Shimon has a Shita that all these three areas, Rishus Achatein Lekalim, Sheshav Su Besochan, they all have the same halacha regarding kelim that were there when Shabbos began. So if I have a keli out in the chatzah when Shabbos began, I can carry it around in the chatzah. V'lo l'kelim sheshavsu b'soch habayis, but not kelim that are in the house. If they're in the house, I might not be able to bring them to all these areas for various carrying reasons, which we're going to get to tomorrow. So we're going to stop right here. Now we're in the middle of a sentence, but there's nowhere to stop. So we'll stop right here. We're in this topic about this. Carpet that you turn into a garden, and it's small, and what's the heter for that? And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day.